to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. On today's Chamber Member Moment, we are joined with Jasmine. She's the Director of the House of Compassion. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're super excited to learn all about all the great things the House of Compassion has going on. But let's kind of start with a history of the business.
Yeah. A House of Compassion started as CUCC, Churches United Concerning Compassion, and that was about 30 years ago. And so, you know, we're really excited to start celebrating what those 30 years means for us.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we brought you in today to talk about that anniversary celebration or birthday celebration, mm-hmm. as you guys are calling it. So that's fun. But let's start a little bit with how did you know, you're newer in your role at the House of Compassion. So how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, so I've worked with nonprofits before, Hope for Children Foundation back in Texas when I was living there. But, you know, this year I told myself my New Year's resolution was I want to make a sustainable, positive change in my community. And so I was looking for opportunities where I could do that. And I saw this job listing and I was like, this is perfect.
That's awesome. And so you've been on since about March, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in that time, have you guys, you know, been having some different fundraisers or anything new that you want to mention?
Yes. When I started, I jumped right into our annual soup luncheon. And that was a little bit of a culture shock because, you know, I never done that before, but it was a lot of fun. We did some silent auctions this year, and I think it was really successful.
That's great. And so tell us, what is that fundraiser and how often do you do it?
Yeah, we do it once a year around March. I think we can be a little bit flexible with that. And we partner with the local Marshalltown High School and their art department. They have students make bowls and different ceramics. And basically we take those bowls and we bring them to whatever location we're doing it. And we have donated soup and people can purchase a bowl and then get some soup.
That's awesome. That's a fun way to, you know, raise money for your organization and you know, get people out in the community. And,
oh, definitely.
And have something fun to take home with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why I was really excited about the silent auction, because we were donating some items that weren't necessarily bowls, like vases. I'm sure you could drink some soup out of a vase, yeah. But it might be a little difficult. And I figured, I was like, you know what, these students donated this for our use. Why not, you know, make more use out of it? So silent auction it was.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about kind of, you know, some of the services that the House of Compassion provides for the community. Can you tell us about, you know, maybe your utility assistance program?
Of course. So we cover things like gas, electric, and water. And so we want to help bridge that gap. So, and this is an emergency service, so we want to make sure that, one, that you're in financial need for it. And then, two, we cover based off of the family size as well. We have a different amount that we cover for individuals versus two or more in a household. And we just want to help make sure people get their lights on, electricity going, make sure people have basic needs like water met.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great asset to our community to be able to have in those emergency type situations, as you mentioned.
Definitely.
Yeah.
From January to June this year, we had 109 families that we were able to help.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And so how do people go about, you know, if maybe someone knows someone in need or they're in need themselves, how do they get a hold of you or what's the process look
yeah.
like?
Yeah, so the best process is to call in, set an appointment with Marina. She's the office manager. And we have to do it just based off of what her availability is. And then once they call and set an appointment, they come to the appointment, they bring in their documentation. That's going to be an ID. That's going to be where they're living at, just proof of where they're at. And then the bill itself and things like that. So we can make sure that we fit within our grant guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the House of Compassion has meal services as well. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Of course. I think we're best known for our soup kitchen right now. Our soup kitchen is open from Sunday to Friday, 5 p.m. to 6:15. We do allow you 15 minutes. So we close the doors at 6:15, but we do give you a 15 minutes to finish eating up if you get them in at that time. And it's run almost entirely by volunteers. We have so many great people coming in and just cooking for our community, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah. So if someone was interested in maybe volunteering their time, How do they go about that?
Yeah, so we have sign-up forms on our Facebook, and we also have some in paper in the building if you'd like to do that. We really appreciate when people want to come in and volunteer, and that's why on our forms we also include things like, what are you more comfortable with? Do you want to cook? Do you want to do special projects? Do you want to clean? Do you want to organize? Things like that.
So there's more than just coming in to cook a meal. You guys have different volunteer opportunities.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so that kind of leads me into the supply closet, because you said, you know, organizing and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about the supply closet you have.
Of course. Our supply closet basically covers things that aren't covered by food stamps. Things that people don't necessarily think about all the time, like shampoo, deodorant, tissue, diapers. And these are still, you know, common household needs that need to be addressed. We also have things such as bonus items, and these can be anything that would normally fall into those categories. It could be like canned food sometimes, although we are trying to remove ourselves from canned foods just so we can try to put those that would normally come to us into food boxes around town, because we don't want that to be something that's limited. And then we have things like makeup, sometimes gloves, hats, scarves, blankets even sometimes, things that people in our community would really need.
And those are all by donation, is that correct?
Yeah, all of it's donation.
So if someone, you know, has some extra laundry detergent laying around,
exactly,
or maybe got some on a good sale, they can drop it off at the House of Compassion?
We would really appreciate that. Well, we ask that if you have donation, please bring it in during our normal office hours. That would be Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12, or 1:30 to 4:30. And we take all kind of donations like that. And if you have questions about that, please call us and ask, so we can figure that out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, a great way to support people in the community.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back on the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk more with Jasmine from the House of Compassion.
Are you ready for a new chapter in your career? One that includes great benefits and pay. One where you feel like a valued contributor to the story. Go to storymedical.org/careers now for current openings and apply today. From clinical staff to administrative to maintenance to kitchen, everyone is an important part of Story Medical Center's promise of providing the best experience every time. Be part of a bigger story and better career at Story Medical Center in Nevada. storymedical.org/careers. Story Medical Center is an equal opportunity employer.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Jasmine, Director of the House of Compassion, and we are just talking about some of the services that they provide a ton of great things for our community, for those in need. And so we were just going to touch on some of the different classes that the House of Compassion offers, you know, anything from questions about your pets, baking, sewing, budgeting, gardening, all sorts of great things that people could learn about. So tell us about those, Jasmine.
Yeah, so we have a lot of great classes. One of our classes and one of our first classes is taught by Elizabeth from In Stitches. She teaches a sewing basics class, repairing your clothes, how to sew a button on, hemming, things like that. One of our classes is taught by Mickey. He teaches financials, budgeting, things like that. Another class is taught by Austin from Animal Rescue League. He teaches a dialogue with the director. Basically, any kind of questions you have about your pet, like, hey, my cat keeps doing this thing. Why are they doing that thing? Things like that. And like, how do I make them get better adjusted for the household? Things like that. And his class is actually coming up on the 15th this month at 1 p.m. We're also currently looking for a teacher for a baking class, because we've been having clients coming in showing interest in that. And lastly, we have a class currently Monday through Thursday And that is our Master Gardeners of Iowa. They're teaching a hands-on gardening class for the community garden right next door to us. And a lot of the produce that comes from that garden goes directly into our kitchen feeding our community.
Wow, that's really cool. And so who can participate in these classes?
Anyone. We try to say on these classes when we're posting them on Facebook, for instance, if the teachers have a preference for, like, you know, ages, like maybe this is more oriented to adults, maybe this is all ages, things like that. And sometimes it's just like different things like skill levels, or maybe in the kitchen you're a little more worried about safety risk and things like that. We also do have a, I really love this one, a Knit It Needs Club. It's 2 p.m. on Monday and Wednesday. Basically, you can come in and you can knit, crochet, or loom knit hats, gloves, and scarves for our homeless community.
Wow, that's awesome. And so yeah, you can come in and hang out and do that, and then it goes right back to...
It goes right back.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are also interested in expanding our clubs to anyone else who can think of a club who they would like to have here. And something that also ends up benefiting the community, we would love to do that.
Yeah, that's great. So one of the things I thought I that found was interesting was you offer free showers?
Yes, yeah, we offer free showers. I know a lot of people don't think that that's a big thing, but really... If you're homeless or say your hot water isn't working, a shower can really make a difference. I remember when I was growing up, our shower got busted and, you know, there were six of us in the household. So we used our gym membership and we all went there in the morning and took a shower. So I know what it's like not to have a shower. So it's a really big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing. And it's just, you know, good to know if you, you know, see someone in need that they can, you know, use the House of Compassion for something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we, you know, talked about different volunteer opportunities, you have many different ways for the community to get involved, you know, from knitting the hats and scarves to cooking a meal. And so tell us again, you know, for the listeners who may be just joining, how does someone help the House of Compassion, whether it's volunteering, whether it's monetary or supply donations?
Of course. So like you said, we of course accept donations. One thing that I was so excited about is that a lot of people's gardens are coming to the end of it and they're having a lot of produce and they're like, hey, this is too much for me. A lot of people have been donating the things from their gardens and we love it. We love having fresh food to feed our people. So I really enjoy that. But we also ask for donations for our supply closet. Things like, you know, deodorant, tissue, soap, various things, dish soap. Nobody thinks about dish soap. Toilet paper, and then we can also ask that you volunteer your time. We love that. And you can volunteer in various different ways. It can be only special events, or picking up donations, or the supply closet, or cooking meals. And sometimes people only want to serve meals, and that's okay too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we touched on this a little bit, but the House of Compassion is celebrating 30 years.
Yeah.
And so over the next month, you have a ton of great stuff going on. So mm-hmm. Let's dive into that.
Yes, I am super excited. So we decided to break the month up by week. And so our first week, we wanted to highlight the soup kitchen with Feeding the Soul. Our second week, we wanted to do the Power Compassion. And that's going to highlight our utility services and how we help people in that manner. And then our third week, we're going to do our Hope for the Future. That's going to focus on education, educational resources, and our scholarships. And then lastly, we're going to do Compassion in the Everyday. That's going to look like our supply closets and essential items that people need for everyday, you know, life. And then for our last day of the month, August 31st, because we want to have one to grow on, we're going to have a big birthday party for all of our clients who come in for the soup kitchen. We're going to have balloons. We're going to have cupcakes. It's going to be great. And hopefully, you know, if anyone wants to donate some ice cream, we'd like that too.
Yeah, there you go.
And then one of those things that we want to focus on too, for our Hope for the Future, we're actually partnering with Wild Spirit Counseling for our Bouncing Back to School event. And I'll be making balloon animals there.
Fun.
That's August 23rd. And that's going to be at 7 Westwood Drive. And that's going to have food trucks, bounce houses, school supplies. You get to dunk your school counselor. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's great. And so that one was at Wild Spirit Counseling on August 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. And so with all of these great things going on for your birthday celebration, are these going on in the House of Compassion? Are you featuring them on social media? Where could people find more information about this?
Yeah, so we're going to be posting our goal is every day on social media. But like for some of the fun activities that we're doing, we'll be doing a movie night. And we'll post on Facebook when that will be. So people can bring their, when they're eating their meals, they can come and watch Coco. And then we are going to have a bingo night for a game night. So, you know, we're just going to have a bunch of fun activities for our clients.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you guys are good about posting on your social media. And so you can see the different events you have going on there. Is that
exactly
correct? All the classes, everything that we chatted
about.
Yeah. And so, you know, one last thing I would like to, you know, mention too, you know, you have programs that people maybe aren't super familiar with, like, you know, a scholarship program and a job path program. Let's touch on those a little bit.
Yeah. Our scholarship program is available to high school seniors in Marshall County. So basically, it's a little bit of a weird one. But we want to focus on students who might fall through the gaps. And that's not something that all scholarships, you know, normally do, but we want to address the needs of the people who really need it. And education is so important. And in regards to our job path program, essentially we have a program that works in two ways. If you show us that you started a job, some sort of proof of that, like an onboarding paperwork, and if you keep that job for 3 months, you can get a $100 Walmart gift card with us. And then further with the job path, we partnered with Second Chance Thrift Store. And if you have an interview coming up, you can get a coupon to essentially get $10 to get a new outfit for your interview.
That's a really neat thing. You know, not a lot of people think about, you know, maybe for the job interview, you need a new shirt, you know, something like that to be able to set yourself apart from maybe other candidates and have a brand new outfit.
And, you know, yeah. Second Chance Thrift Store, most of the clothing is $2, so that can get you a full new outfit.
Oh, yeah. Shirt, pants, and shoes, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Jasmine, is there anything else you want the listeners to know about House of Compassion?
We are so excited to keep going another 30 years and 30 years after that. And for the future, one thing that I really want to focus more on is further empowering our clients. We want people to get to wherever they need to get. And ultimately, we don't want to have to exist. We want there to be no need. But until that happens, we are going to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we mentioned, there's many ways to get involved. So definitely get a hold of the House of Compassion if you're interested in volunteering your time. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jasmine, from the House of Compassion for joining me on the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.
If you or your mom or dad need help making the aging process smooth and pleasant, contact Jennifer Stanley, our executive director. Jennifer has helped hundreds of seniors and their adult children in the journey to find the right balance of elder care, independence, activity, and happiness. At the Willows of Marshalltown, that's our specialty. Call Jennifer at 758-3123. That's 758-3123. The Willows of Marshalltown. When you're here, you're home.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I am Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We have lots of great events happening this week in Marshalltown. Our community calendar on our website, marshalltown.org, lists great events. If you have something going on in or around Marshalltown, please send it to us at office@marshalltown.org. We'd love to get it posted there. So coming up this week in Marshalltown, The Marshalltown Senior Citizen Center, located at 207 East Church Street, has activities daily. So a ton of great things going on just about every day, including, you know, things like cards, quilting, stretch and balance classes, bingo, and so much more. The Cartwright Downtown Farmers Market is back Wednesdays from 4 to 7 and Saturdays 9 to noon. So stop by to check out local vendors at the market located at the corner of State Street and North 2nd Avenue. Hope United Methodist Church will host youth group on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7:30 for kids in grades 4 through 12. Tannen will host Mystics by Macy tonight, Wednesday, August 6, starting at 4 p.m. Some fun area festivals happening this Thursday through Sunday, August 7 through 10. In Traer is the Winding Stairs Festival. And then the annual Meskwaki Powwow will be happening as well, and it's the 109th celebration. On Thursday, August 7th, Nature Story Hour will be at Grimes Farm and Conservation Center starting at 10 a.m. The program will include reading a storybook, an educational program by the naturalist, and a craft or activity. On Thursday, July 17th, the Nature Story Hour will take place at Grimes Farm. And then head out Friday to Green Castle Recreation for moon and stargazing starting at approximately 9 p.m., which is dusk. Saturday morning will be yoga in the park at 8:30 on 13th Street. That's a fun way to get outdoors and enjoy the weather before it gets too cold. The Central Iowa Art Association will host a free kids art class at Hope United Methodist Church the first three Saturdays of each month from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The Kids Acting Academy through the Marshalltown Community Theater will be performing Finding Nemo Jr. this Friday and Saturday evenings. Tickets are $5 per person at the Marshalltown Performing Arts Center. Saturday, August 9th will be Music Bingo at Tannen. Stop by for a fun night out. And then Saturday, the Marshalltown Senior Citizen Center will host trivia from 7 to 9 p.m. So a ton of great stuff going on this week in Marshalltown. For more information on these events, you can visit marshalltown.org under the Events tab, click Community Events. I am Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. This Chamber Member Moment was presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.